And we join things as we have the pregame prayer offered by Brian Pruitt this evening. A little bit of a scramble tonight, but we got all the posts covered here this evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Glad to have you along with me on a cold and a blustery day outside. Fortunately, no snow on the ground yet here in Sioux Center, Iowa. Actually, we had some snow, but it's disappeared again. That's the best kind, the melted kind. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. First of all, for the Midland Warriors, they're 6-4 this season, 1-3 in GPAC play. The Warriors won five straight games and have gone 1-4 since November 16. The win for the Fremont, Nebraska school in that run is a November 22 win over the College of St. Mary. Losses for Midland in league play are to Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan, and Mount Marty. Megan Cux and Joelle Overkamp have scored 14.5 and 13.1 points per game, respectively, and Overkamp's rebounding average is 5.5. Amanda Hansen scores 8.8 points per game with a 3.4 rebounding average, and Madison Severson chips in with 6.6 points per game. The Warriors have been outscored 67 to 66.1, and they have been out-rebounded on average 37.1 to 32.4. Warriors allow teams to make 42.7% of their shots, and Midland has converted 37.9% of their shots. The Defender women are 5-5 overall, 0-4 in league play. Dort has a 62 points per game average while allowing 65.8 points per game. They hold a 39.3 to 38.1 rebounding advantage. The Defenders are making 37.6% of their shots and allow teams 39.8% success from the field. Paige Angbers is scoring 10.4 points per game. Shea Palama puts in 9.8 points per contest with 7.7 rebounds per game. Kim Cruz scores 8.6 points per game with 4.7 rebounds, while Rachel Evavold puts in 7.1 points with 4.9 rebounds. Andy Rinesmith average is 7.0. Rhea Landers and Peyton Harmson are at 5.8 and 5.0 points per game, respectively. For the Dort College Defenders, their starting lineup, Kim Cruz is a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa. She's averaging 8.6 points per game. Andy Rinesmith is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota. Paige Angbers is a 5'9 senior from Pella. Rachel Evavold, Shea Palama is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa. And rounding out the starting unit for the Dort College Defenders is number 3, Kenzie Bousme, 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon. We are underway with basketball, and the Dort College Defenders come up with a defensive stop to start things. Pass goes left side over to Angbers. Angbers shakes left, goes right, drives into the lane, tries to lay it off for Palama. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the Midland Warriors. It'll be Dort College basketball. For Midland, they are countering with number 3, Megan Cux, a 5'9 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. Number 4, Miranda Paul, a 5'8 sophomore from Lincoln, Iowa. Pass goes to Palama. Kick out pass over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz spins, gives it up Bousma. Bousma in traffic. Her shot hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland with it is Madison Severson, a 5'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. Looking for Joelle Overkamp, a 5'10 junior from Papillion, Nebraska. She's the player that makes this team go, along with Cox. And Paige Erickson is a 5'10 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 2.8 points per game. Pass goes down low. Dort College on the post defense was Palama, but she was unable to hold off Paige Erickson, and Erickson has her first 2 points of the day. And Midland leads it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Rinesmith with the basketball in the backcourt. Rinesmith up near midcourt. Gets it across just in front of the 10-second call. Loses it and now tries to regain the dribble. And she dribbles with both hands and gets called for a double dribble. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball out front is Paul. Paul at the top of the key. Paul passes right side. This is Madison Severson with it. Severson spots up. Three on the way from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz will take the ball into the front court for the Defenders. Dort College trailing 2-0. Cruz still with the dribble. Has it up to the left elbow. Comes back over to Bousma. Bousma short corner left side. Puts it on the floor hard. Drives in. Her shot too strong. No good. Bats the rebound. Rebound cleared by Severson for Midland. Midland. She passes it up the floor to Cox. Cox goes right side. Three on the way from the wing is up and good. A swish for Joel Overkamp. Overkamp with a three-point bucket. Midland leads it 5-0. 5-0 our score. Coming up the floor with the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz, her pass taken away by Cox. Cox driving in, dumps it off left side. Layup is good for Overkamp. Overkamp with 5 points. And the North College defenders trail 7-0. Wholesale change is on the way for the defenders. Kim Cruz in the backcourt gets it away to Bausma. Bausma breaks the trap, presses left side over to Engbers. Engbers with it on the wing. Engbers back over to Cruz. Cruz, Rinesmith. Rinesmith down right side over to Bausma. Bausma out front, Engbers. 13 to shoot for the defenders. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Bausma bounce pass down low. Palama, and Palama is fouled on the play. And we'll have a line change coming here for the North College defenders. Five in and five out. Harmson, Pruitt, Landers, Fetters. And the final player checking in for North College is Alyssa Flone. Flone inbounding the basketball. She passes right side Harmson. Harmson spots up three from the right corner. It's good. Peyton Harmson with a three-point basket, and the North College defenders trail 7-3. 7-3 our score. Overkamp driving in, and Overkamp is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Fetters. And for Fetters, that is foul number one. Fetters has been getting a little more playing time as of late. Shot no good by Overkamp. Overkamp with another free throw on the way. So the second free throw on the way. This one's up and down. So Overkamp makes one of two. And the North College defenders have the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing it up is Pruitt. Pruitt across the timeline. Ebby Pruitt trapped. Comes back over to Flone. Flone lost it at the center jump circle. Picks it back up. Fires it over to Fetters. Fetters bounce pass down low. Landers. And Landers is fouled on the play by Madison Severson. Severson commits the personal foul. That's foul number one on the 5'2 sophomore from Omaha. She grabbed on and didn't let go. And the foul on the play will send Rio Landers to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. With the basketball in the backcourt after the missed free throws is Overkamp. Overkamp from Midland. She passes right side. Bounce pass down low. Coming away with it is Landers. Landers gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. Pruitt trying to feed to find Fetters and sends her almost into the wall, leading that pass just a little bit too far was Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt, a 5'9 freshman from Urbandale, Iowa. Sends that one just a little bit long. And the North College defenders will set up the defense. Bringing it up the floor is Severson. Midland won't substitute a whole lot. They rely predominantly on the starting five. They will spread the minutes around a little bit, but not much. Pass goes to Overkamp. Overkamp at the top of the key. Overkamp hard to the basket. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Overkamp with 8 early points. Midland leads it 10-3. 10-3 our score. And we have a travel violation whistled against Stork College. And the defenders turn it over. 10-3 our score. Midland will inbound. Megan Cux in the backcourt. Cux inbounds to Miranda Paul. Kim Cruz back into the contest for North College. Pass goes left side over to Miranda Paul. Paul with it on the wing. She goes to Overkamp. Overkamp shows it. Puts it down on the floor. Shot no good. Rebound cleared out on the after the missed left baseline shot by Pruitt. Pruitt, two players around her. Picks it up. Gets it away. Flown. Flown over to Cruz. Cruz underneath Landers. Quick reversal by the defenders. Landers unable to finish. Gets it back. Her layup is good. A missed shot followed by an offensive rebound followed by a putback for Rhea Landers, and the Dort College defenders trail it 10-5. 10-5 our score. Midland basketball. Miranda Paul. Paul tries to feed it down into the post, and it's kicked by Flone and Harmson. Checking into the ballgame will be Shea Palama. Checking out Rhea Landers. Cox touched, inbound the basketball. No, that's Paul. Paul gets it into Severson. Severson to the top of the key. That's Cux. Cux in the lane. Her shot short, no good, from about 10 feet. Palomo gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball in the backcourt. Cruz gets around the man-to-man pressure, passes into the corner, gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt right side, Harmson. Harmson comes back out front, Pruitt. Pruitt looking down low for Palomo. Finds Shea. Shea unable to do anything with it. She dribbles it off of Miranda Paul. And Paul comes away with a steal. Paul on the right wing. Paul drops it right elbow to Cux. Cux for the basketball. Cux goes into the left corner, gives it up to Amanda Hansen. Cross-court pass. Three on the way from the right corner is good. Knocking down the triple is Miranda Paul. Paul with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail 12-5. 4:17 remaining. Pass goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz buries a three. Kim Cruz with the triple, and the North College defenders trail it 12-8. 12-8 our score. Bringing the basketball up for Midland. That's Amanda Hansen. Hansen guarded there. They go high post to Cux. Cux puts it on the floor, and we've got a travel violation called against Cux from the right elbow. I think Harmson thought she might have gotten rung up for a foul, but instead a travel violation whistled, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. Annie Rinesmith will be tossing it in for the defenders. Rinesmith gets it in to Flone. Flone turns, and the pressure's right there. That's Hillary Huss. Pass comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Cruz. Cruz right corner, Flone. Flone bounce pass inside. Comes back over to Engbers. Engbers, one dribble, nothing there. Just inside the three-point ring, white right side. Gives it up, Palomo. Palomo tap out on the missed shot, no good. Cruz fires it back over to Palomo. Palomo off of the glass, good. Palomo with a two-point bucket. Shea makes it 12-10. 12-10 our score. Lob pass down low, Overcamp. Overcamp in traffic. Her shot no good. North College trailing 13-10, by the way. I failed to give 3 points on that last bucket for Midland. Cux. Cux on the left elbow. Cux, nothing there. Gives it up to Miranda Paul. Paul, three-pointer right wing for Hillary Huss off the give from Paul. Unable to knock it down. Here comes North College in this fast-moving first quarter of play. Not many stoppages in action. Pass goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it. Drops it up for Palomo. Fires it back out. Rinesmith. Left corner. Flone. Flone. Three. Good. Just a two. They say Flone had her toes on the line. And it's down to 13-12. So Dort College, after some early struggles, showing some signs of life. 13-12. Dort College down one. 2:40 remaining in the first quarter. Right side pass for the basketball is Hillary Huss. They drop it off down low. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Palomo. Palomo over to Flone. Flone ahead to Cruz. Cruz tracks it down in the right corner. Cruz, spin move in the lane. Her right-handed shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good, too strong. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland coming up with it is Miranda Paul. Paul gives it up. Shot by Cux, no good. Rebound taken down by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in, draws traffic. Draws defense, gets it back over to Flone. Flone, three, good. Alyssa Flone with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead 15-13. The first lead of the day for the Dort College defenders. Dort College on a 10-0 run right now. They trailed at one point 13-5. 1:50 remaining in the first half, in the first quarter, that is. Shot on the way, three, missed it, no good. Rebound Palomo. Palomo gets it away over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith will take it up. Rinesmith with it on the right wing. Flone, Flone, Engbers, Engbers, three, catch and fire, good. Paige Engbers with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defender run is 13 in a row. Dort College leading 18-13. Right side of the basketball is Hillary Huss. Huss at the top of the key in between the circles. Huss goes back over to Amanda Hansen. Hansen back over to Paul. Paul out front. Huss. Huss, kick-out pass into the corner. Cux. Cux misses everything. No good. 1 minute left to go in the quarter. Up the floor with the basketball is Rinesmith. Rinesmith sidesteps her. Shot no good, and Palama's going to get called for a foul on the rebound. Shea Palomo coming up floor with a head full of steam. Ends up tapping it out of bounds. Gets called for a foul on the push on the rebound. And the Dort College defender lead is 18-13. 18-13 our score. Dort College on defense. Cox for the basketball. on the right side. And we've got a hold called. Pass goes right side. And it's tapped away. And Paige Erickson unable to hang on to it. Dort College will inbound the basketball on the backcourt. This is Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt on the right side comes back over. They swing it to Engbers. Engbers left corner, three, in and out, no good. Rebound Pruitt. Pruitt gets inside position, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, has her shot blocked. Here comes Midland, Megan Cux. Megan Cux across midcourt. It's 18-13. 18-13, our score. Amanda Hansen. Hansen goes right side. They come back out front to Amanda Hansen on the return pass. She misses everything, and now we've got a double dribble called on Midland. Paige Erickson had an offensive rebound and then ended up dribbling it and then dribbling it again. Gets called for a double dribble. Dort College inbounding. They get it to Rinesmith in the backcourt. 13 seconds remaining. Dort College with a possession arrow. This could be a big swing for Dort College. Landers. Landers goes back out front. Cruz. 5 seconds. Now four. Ball screen. She drives. 15-footer by Cruz. Is off the iron. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score. Dort College 18. Midland 13. Dort College on a 13-0 run. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College Athletics made possible in part by a grant from Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are the Sioux Center agents. Their phone number is 722-0101. Kim Cruz with the basketball, passes underneath Engbers. Engbers shot no good. Rebound Landers had it momentarily, and now it's taken back by Midland, and a reach-in foul called on Rio Landers, and Rio has just picked up her first personal foul. That's just the second foul called this evening on either team. I beg your pardon, there are three for Dort College now. One for Midland. Pass goes left side. Three on the way is up and good. A three-point bucket by Amanda Hansen. Had to stop and think for a moment. That's right. You get five fouls per quarter now. You don't count them by the half. Foul called in the front court against Midland. And the Dort College defenders will be inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Flown. Flown gets it in. Right side over to Cruz. Cruz on the elbow. Cruz comes back over to Engbers. Engbers round the horn. Left side. Comes down to Flown. Flown, Engbers. Engbers lets fly with a long three off to the side. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. That was a straight on three. Engbers had a pretty good look at it, but a little bit out of her range. Engbers dribbles it off of her foot, out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball. So Midland inbounding the basketball. 18-16 our score. Dort College leading by two. Left side pass goes over to Amanda Hansen. Hansen on the wing to Hillary Huss. Huss to Meadows. Maddie Meadows into the ballgame for the first time. Gets a return pass. She puts it on the floor hard with the left hand. Nothing there. Cux. Cux on the left wing. Cux driving the lane. Kick out pass right side over to Hansen. Hansen driving in. Hansen nothing there. Shot on the way is up. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped out and controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball, Meadows. Meadows on the wing. Meadows comes back right side. This is Hillary Huss. Feed it down low. Spin in the lane. Shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with it is Cruz. Cruz over to Ryan Smith. That rebound taken down by Paloma. York College with the basketball. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith high post. Paloma. Paloma right elbow. Back to the basket. Back outside to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Puts it on the floor one time, twice. Now the lob pass back over to Paloma. 12 to shoot. Faces up. Drives with the right hand. Cut off. Back Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith driving in and a foul on the play called on Midland. Ryan Smith will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair of free throws. So two free throws on the way for Ryan Smith, a 65% free throw shooter. Dort College trailing, leading 18-16. 7:52 left to play, first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Ryan Smith makes both free throws, and the Dort College lead is 20-16. A four-point advantage for the defenders. Right side pass comes to Meadows. Meadows into the lane, and it's swiped at. Hacked away by Ryan Smith. It goes off of her leg and out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Tossing it in will be Cox. Cox, a junior from Omaha. She's in front of the Dort College bench, almost near the baseline where the water cooler is stationed. With the basketball, Severson. Severson gives it left wing. Severson to Overcamp. Overcamp driving in. And we have a travel violation called on Overcamp. It'll be Dort College basketball. Joelle Overcamp is a 5'10 junior from Papillion, Nebraska. Scored a bunch of points last year. Looks like her scoring average is down slightly here to start her junior season, averaging 13 points per game. Ryan Smith has it taken away. Coming up with it is Amanda Hansen. Hansen driving in. Ryan Smith jumps out of the way. Hansen misses the shot. Abby Pruitt. Hands up on the floor, goes off of a defender. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland with the ball. Left side it goes Cox. Cox at the top of the key, 22 to shoot. On the left side, Midland working it into the lane. Again, this is Hansen. Her shot missed from the left side. And the rebound is taken away by Ryan Smith. 7 minutes remaining here in the first half. Ryan Smith lost it. Now a reach-in foul called against Ryan Smith. And Ryan Smith having a little bit of trouble right now with Amanda Hansen. Hansen, the 5'7 freshman from West Point, Nebraska, taking the ball away from Ryan Smith on the last couple of possessions. Flohn will check into the contest. Ryan Smith will check out. Midland inbounding the basketball. Madison Severson. Severson with the basketball, right side. They have it out front. Miranda Paul. Paul, left side. Cox. Cox driving in with the left hand. Good. Megan Cox with a two-point bucket. It's 20-18. 20-18, our score. Driving right side. They give it up Bausma. Bausma on the wing. Bausma, nothing there. Bausma stops. Passes back out front. Pruitt. Pruitt driving in with the left hand. Good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point bucket. Her first of the day. Dort College leads 22-18. Overcamp up and running with it. Her shot off balance, no good, but she got bumped on the play. Foul's going to go against Dort College and Shea Paloma. Paloma has just picked up her second personal foul. And Overcamp will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. Overcamp with 9 points, well on her way to her 13.1 points per game average. Angbers checks out of the ball game. Another free throw on the way for Overcamp. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Missed free throw by Overcamp. Dort College corrals the rebound. Left side pass. Harmson, three. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Midland and Miranda Paul. Paul goes right side. Shot on the way from the perimeter. Madison. And knocking it down is Overcamp. Overcamp with another two. She's got 11 first-half points. And the Dort College defender lead is 22-21. Pruitt out front with the basketball. Pruitt passes left side. Harmson on the wing. Harmson gives it back over to Palama. Palama. They fire it over to Harmson, and Harmson knocks down the three. That was actually Flown who got it to Harmson. Harmson with her second three. And the North College lead is 25-21. 5:20 remaining. Answering with a three, Midland, no. Rebound weak side taken down by Pruitt. Abby Pruitt in the backcourt. Two players around her. Passes over the top. Flown. Flown will bring it up. Flown, the junior, has it on the right side. Feeds it underneath. Landers. Landers too strong with the shot. Tips the offensive rebound out. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Landers. And Landers is called for a travel violation. 25-21 our score. Dort College leading by four. 4:59 left to play here in the first half. Dort College used a 13-point run moments ago at the end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, and a travel violation called on Midland and Megan Cox. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR885.com. Shot no good. Rebound, though, Bausma. Bausma put back no good. The missed shot. That missed shot by Dort College, and I believe that was Angbers who had the initial missed shot. And coming away with a rebound, skying for the rebound was Kenzie Bausma. Bausma still scoreless, averaging 4.7 points per game. First free throw is on the way. Good. Kenzie Bausma knocks down the free throw. She's got another one on the way. 4:38 remaining. Second free throw is up. Off the heel, no good. Rio Landers had a hand on it. It's taken back by Midland. Midland loses it, and here come the Warriors. Warriors over the basketball. Cox. Cox at the free throw line. Megan Cox crosses over out front. She passes into the left corner. Gets the return pass. Layup is good for Cox. 26-23. Megan Cox with a two-point basket. Comes back right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz on the right wing. Cruz trying to find Bausma. It's taken away. Here comes Midland. Overcamp with a steal and the layup. Overcamp with a two-point bucket. It's been all Joel Overcamp this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. 13 of the 25 points for Midland. Pass goes to Harmson. Harmson tries to feed it to Bausma. Bausma's pass is batted away by Paul. And the North College defenders will set their offense. Harmson and Bausma check out. On the floor for the defenders right now, Landers, Flown, Cruz, Rinesmith, and Angbers. Pass right side, Cruz. Cruz out front, Angbers. Angbers lost it. Maintains possession with the dribble. Comes back left side over to Flown. Flown gives it up Rinesmith. 2 seconds, 1 second remaining. Flown's desperation shot, no good. Caught iron. So there's no shot clock violation. Back the other way comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland, Hillary Huss. Huss to Cux. Cux puts it on the floor. Left side, three, good. Three-point basket for Miranda Paul. She's got five. And Midland takes the lead back at 28-26. 28-26, our score. On the right side with it is Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, Rinesmith. Rinesmith underneath. Back to Landers. Landers shot no good. Rebound put back no good by Landers. And the rebound taken back by Rinesmith. And Rinesmith has fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Chancey Nelson, I believe. Nelson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Palama. Flown. Comes back right side. Too many married names and maiden names. Pass goes left side. Flown. Flown, three on the way. Good. Alyssa Flohn with her second three. She's got eight. North College regains the lead 29-28. Driving right side. Three on the way. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt still has it in the backcourt. Still has her dribble alive. Passes over to Cruz. Cruz to Flohn. Flohn drops it up for Landers. Landers, two-point bucket. Good. She's got four. 31-28. North College in front. 2 minutes remaining. First half. Pass into the lane. Shot no good. And a foul on the play called on North College. Checking into the contest for North College, Rhea Landers has just picked up the personal. This will be Deanna Hawksbergen. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Overkamp. So Overkamp knocks down the free throw. And that'll be it for Landers in all likelihood for the rest of the half. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Overkamp makes both free throws. It's 31-30, North College by a point. And a foul called in front of the Midland bench. Foul's called on Megan Cox. And that is team foul number five against Midland. And double bonus time for the defenders and Kim Cruz. Cruz with 3 points so far today. She had a three-pointer in the first quarter of play. First free throw is good. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Cruz converts both free throws. Defender lead is 33-30. Midland basketball right side. With it on the right wing, Overkamp. Overkamp gives it back to Meadows. Meadows back to Overkamp. Overkamp with the basketball, 1:36 remaining. And it's thrown away. Midland's Nelson driving the lane. Fires it to where her teammate was. And the North College defenders have the basketball in the backcourt. Paloma bringing the ball up. Keep wanting to call her by her maiden name. That's Flohn. Flohn's pass tip taken away by Overkamp. Overkamp driving in the left hand. Her shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Joelle Overkamp taking over this contest for Midland, and she can tie it with a made free throw here. Overkamp with 17 of her team's 32 points. Today's broadcast, she'll go to the free throw line where she is a 79% free throw shooter this season. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. We're tied at 33. This is our first tie of the basketball game, 1:12 remaining in the half. Angbers with it down to the corner. Pruitt. Pruitt lets fly with a three. It's good. Abby Pruitt with the three-point basket. She's got five, and the defenders reestablish a three-point lead, 36-33. 36-33, our score. Right side driving down to the baseline, and we've got an offensive foul called on Midland. Nelson gets called for an offensive foul, her second foul today. And the North College defenders will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. North College leading 36-33 with under a minute to go. That's left in the first half. Pruitt up to half court. Let's see if North College gets a two for one. Bausma driving in, lays it up with the right hand, count the hoop, and the foul call. I think that may be because Miranda Paul was inside the charge circle. So the North College defenders with a chance to extend the lead. Kenzie Bausma, free throw off the heel, too strong. No good. She's got 3 points. Stuart College's lead is 38-33. 12-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Out front with it is Paul. Paul down into the corner. Paul, they give it up. Drive by Megan Cox, and Cox. Cox is fouled on the play. And that actually might be... Well, that's number five instead, Hillary Haas. Haas to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. First free throw off the side of the iron. Hangs on the rim and falls out. Another one on the way. 28.6 seconds remaining in the first half. Dort College can hold for the final shot if they secure the rebound or if Haas makes this free throw. Haas makes the second free throw. It's 38-34. Dort College by four. Bringing the basketball up is Kim Cruz. And a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. A 30-second timeout charged to the defenders. The use it or lose it timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball after the timeout. The use it or lose it timeout. They have four timeouts remaining. Pruitt will inbound the basketball. Pass goes into Cruz. Cruz into the corner. Bausma, they double-teamer. Tied up in the corner. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Midland basketball. Midland will not call a timeout here. Instead, they will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Bringing the ball up is Amanda Hansen. Hansen goes left side. This is Haas. Haas, right wing. Comes back outside to Hansen. Hansen at the free throw line. 1 second left. The runner at the buzzer. Off the heel, no good. The free throw line runner by Taylor Mustian, no good. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 38, Midland 34. Back with a recap of the first half of play in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Let's take a look at the scores from this evening in terms of the scorers for the Dort College defenders. First of all, Dort College leading 38-34. They led 18-13 at halftime, or at the end of the first quarter. If I could have a mulligan on this one, I'd take it. Dort College led so far by Alyssa Flohn with 8 points, 6 points for Peyton Harmson, 5 for Kim Cruz, and Ebby Pruitt. 3 for Kenzie Bausman, 3 for Paige Angbers, 2 for Annie Rinesmith, 2 for Shea Palama, 4 for Rio Landers. For Dort College's total of 38 points. For Midland, it's been all Joelle Overkamp, 18 of their 34 points, 6 of 8 from the floor, 1 for 1 on threes, 5 of 7 on free throws. 4 points for Megan Cux, 6 for Miranda Paul, 2 for Paige Erickson, 3 for Amanda Hansen, and 1 for Hillary Haas. Dort College is led in rebounding by Shea Palama with 6, 4 each for Ebby Pruitt and Rio Landers, 5 for Kim Cruz, 3 for Kenzie Bausman, 2 for Annie Rinesmith. Dort College owns a 24-14 rebounding edge. Joelle Overkamp has 4 rebounds, 3 rebounds each for Miranda Paul and Paige Erickson. Dort College has 12 turnovers in the first half. Midland has 8. Megan Cox has 3 assists for Midland. Kim Cruz and Annie Rinesmith have 2 assists each. Alyssa Flohn has 5 assists for Alyssa Flohn. Very solid game thus far for the backup point guard. 8 points, 5 assists, and 1 turnover. She is 3 of 4 from the floor, 2 for 3 on three-point shots. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of what's coming up this week on KDCR right after this. Coming up this week on KDCR, more basketball this Saturday afternoon as the defenders travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan Tigers. Start time for the women's contest will be at 2. Men's game will begin at 4. You can hear the contest on KDCR88.5.com and also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR88.5.com. We will check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference scores. We've got one final in and some other partials. We'll take a look at those in a moment. At halftime, Dakota Wesleyan leads Doan 40-29. Dakota Wesleyan suffered their first loss of the women's basketball season over the weekend at the hands of the Concordia Bulldogs. Mount Marty leads the College of St. Mary 29-20. Hastings defeated Northwestern in an earlier evening contest, 80-67. They're playing up the road in Orange City. I would imagine that is so Hastings can get on the road just a little bit earlier this evening. And back to Hastings, about a five-hour trip or so. And that men's game will be starting here shortly. Heading into play today, Concordia 6-0 in the conference in women's basketball. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings are both 4-1. Briarcliff is 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. Morningside and Doan are 2-2. Midland 1-3. Mount Marty 1-4. Dort College and the College of St. Mary 0-4 and 0-5, respectively. You're listening to KDCR88.5.com. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half of action in a moment. Dort College basketball as we start the second half. They power it down low to Bausma. Bausma misses the shot, forces it up again. No good, but she is fouled on the play. Kenzie Bausma is fouled on the play. Foul's going to be called on Paige Erickson. That's number two on her. Beg your pardon, number three already on Erickson. Double-checking against the official scorekeeper, and that's number three on her. Kenzie Bausma to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good for Kenzie. Kenzie with 4 points, pending another free throw. Second free throw is up and good, so Bausma makes them both, and she's got five, and the defenders establish a six-point lead, 40-34. Driving in, left hand, is Amanda Hansen. Hansen with five. And the Midland Warriors, the pass at right side. Midland has cut the lead back to four. Shot on the way for Engbers. Engbers too strong on the three from the left wing. And a foul on the play called on Palama. Shea Palama whistled for her third personal foul. And Dort College does have some foul trouble with their post players. Abby Pruitt is back into the ballgame, so Dort College will go with a smaller, quicker lineup here. And here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Amanda Hansen. Hansen goes left side over to Miranda Paul. Paul gives it up. Left wing over to Cux. Cux with the basketball. Cux feeds it into the left corner. Midland, nothing there. They get it back over to Overcamp. Overcamp is fouled on the play, and Overcamp will go to the free throw line. She's got 18 points. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul's going to go against Dort College and Alyssa Flone. Flone whistled for the personal, her first. It's 40-36, Dort College up four. Pending free throws from Overcamp. Overcamp's first free throw is good. Another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Overcamp makes both free throws. Dort College promptly turns it over, trying to press the issue into the front court. And Midland has the basketball back. Pass goes left side over to Severson. Severson on the wing. Severson comes back over to Paul. Paul on the right side. Paul to Severson. Severson to Paul. Paul left wing. They give it up to Cux. Cux driving the lane. Off-balance shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College. And the defenders have three quick fouls in this quarter as Midland has made a concerted effort to attack the basket. Megan Cox will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. So two free throws on the way. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 5 points now for Cox. 40-39 our score. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 6 points for Cox. 40-40 our score. Our second tie of the contest. Bausma hit on the play. Foul's going to go on. Well, they whistled foul on number three. It's a matter of which player, and now that's going to go against Bausma. There was a collision near the three-point circle on Dort College's defensive end. Bausma called for her second personal foul. And Midland will now inbound the basketball. Cucks will inbound the basketball. Far side, about the three-point line extended on the right sideline. Comes over to Severson. Severson to Paul. Paul, left side, Meadows. Meadows on the wing to Cucks. Cucks taking it in against Rinesmith. And the foul is going to go on Rinesmith. And for Annie Rinesmith, that is foul number two. Cucks whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on Dort College's Annie Rinesmith. Cucks missed both free throws. And Midland making life pretty difficult for the defenders right now. 42-40. Midland in front by two. Bringing the basketball up is Flown. Flown goes cross court. Engbers. Engbers. Fetters. Fetters. Basket. Good. Well, it's the Fetters with a two-point basket. It's 42-42. 42 all with the basketball right side. Three-pointer on the way from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt will bring the ball up the floor herself. We're tied 42 all. Flown with it on the right side. She comes back over to Fetters. Fetters to Engbers. Engbers right side. Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing. Pruitt drops it inside for Fetters. Back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith trying to feed it inside to Pruitt. Instead, it's taken away by Overkamp. Overkamp to Severson. Severson into the front court. Severson right side to Megan Cucks. Megan Cucks will drive in. Right-handed layup is good. Back to a tie at 44-44. 44-44. With a basketball in the backcourt is Engbers. Engbers comes back to Rinesmith, and Rinesmith dribbles it off of her foot and out of bounds. Back to Midland basketball. So the Midland Warriors get the basketball back after the turnover by Dort College. Bringing the basketball up for the Warriors. Warriors have a 44-42 lead, and they have a chance to extend their lead. They led by as many as 10 early on in this one. Dort College went on a 13-0 run and have controlled much of the game, and now a foul called on Pruitt. Abby Pruitt whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her, but team foul number five already on the defenders in this quarter, and we're going to start shooting free throws. Joelle Overkamp will shoot two free throws. She's got 20 points already. 44-42, Midland in front. Make it 45-42. Another free throw coming for Overkamp. Today's basketball game broadcast made possible in part by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate third quality service. 22 points for Overkamp. It's 46-42. Dort College down four. Pruitt splits the defense, gives it up to Flown. Flown is fouled before the shot. Foul goes against Dort College, Midland and Madison Severson. Severson whistled for the personal. And Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Severson checks out of the ballgame. Checking in will be Hillary Huss. Inbounding will be Flown. Flown to Fetters. Fetters shot no good in traffic. Rebound taken away by Flown. Flown's put back no good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland and Maddie Meadows. Well, Dort College is going to have to contend with the fact that they are in significant foul trouble here. And Midland is going to the free throw line, and they'll be going to the free throw line a lot here down the stretch. Driving the lane is Overkamp, and Overkamp's going to shoot more free throws. She has shot 38 free throws this season. That was coming into the contest. And she's going to go to the free throw line for her fifth and sixth free throw attempts here in the second half. And her 12th and 13th free throws of the ballgame. She has made all but two of them. 47-42. Midland starting to extend the lead. North College has to find a way to battle back. Midland entering today's game 1-3 in the conference, 6-4 overall. Overcamp's second free throw is good. It's 48-42. 24 points for Overcamp. Six here in the third quarter, all from the free throw line. Harmson has it, and now a jump ball called. Quick jump called in front of the Dort College student section. And now Midland will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Hillary Huss. Midland has outscored Dort College 14-4 to start the second half of play. 5:49 left to go, third quarter. Three-pointer on the way from the wing is good. Maddie Meadows with the three-point bucket, and Dort College needs a timeout. 51-42, Dort College down nine. Bringing the basketball up is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Ryan Smith splits the defense. Her shot is good. 51-44, Midland. They pass it left side back over to Huss. Huss shot no good. Rebound taken down by Landers. Landers over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt passes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, right side, Harmson. Harmson, Cruz. Cruz spins, puts up the shot. It's good. Kim Cruz knocks it down on the spinner on the baseline. She's got seven. And the Dort College defenders trail 51-46. Dort College gets a timeout call. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR88.5.com. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College defenders, after surrendering, seven points in a row, came back with a four-point run. They trail by five right now, 51-46. 51-46, in the backcourt with it is Midland. Miranda Paul, pass goes left side. Three on the way from the wing is off the mark. It rattles out, no good. Rebound controlled by Hillary Huss. Huss with the basketball. Huss to Cooks. Cooks feeds it right side. It's Overcamp. Overcamp fouled on the play. And she'll go back to the free throw line for more free throws. 4:37 remaining in the third period. Midland taking control of this contest here in the third quarter, and Dort College has to battle back. Overcamp is a 79% free throw shooter. She's got 24 points. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boynton, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. Overcamp makes them both. And the Midland lead, I beg your pardon, she made one of two, 52-46. Drop it off for Cruz. Cruz shot no good in transition. Rebound tipped and controlled by Midland, trying to fire it across the lane. Dort College, and Huss comes up with it. Huss with it on the left side. Huss with it on the wing. Huss gives it into the corner. Paul. Paul back to Huss. Huss right side. This is Meadows. Meadows to Overcamp. Overcamp back. Right wing. This is Meadows with it. Meadows out front. Meadows. They drive the lane with Overcamp. Her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Rinesmith. Dort College trailing 52-46. So Overcamp is now 7 of 8 from the free throw line here in the second half. Pass into Landers, and Landers is tied up on the play, but they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Midland before the tie-up. Miranda Paul got a chunk of arm in the process. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up. They look down low. Instead, they go back outside to Harmson. Harmson tries to feed it inside to Landers, and it's taken away by Overcamp. Overcamp will pass it over to Cucks. Cucks, nothing there. Cut off. Comes back over to Miranda Paul. Paul down into the corner. Three-pointer from the right corner is good. A three-point basket for Maddie Meadows. She's got six, and the Midland lead is nine again at 55-46. 55-46, the pace of this second half, more to Midland's liking, a little bit more up-tempo, and they've attacked the lane and gotten to the free throw line. 3:09 remaining after a missed shot by Door College. Overkamp comes up with it. Overkamp feeds it down low. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touch by last touch by Dort, beg your pardon. It'll be Midland basketball. So Megan Cux will inbound the basketball. Cux tossing it in. Pass goes in over the top to Chancey Nelson. Nelson gives it up to Huss. Huss with it. Huss drives in, right-handed layup, shot no good, rebound taken away by Landers. Landers gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt comes back. Right side, Cruz. Cruz trapped. Flown. Pruitt, three. Wing, no good. Landers had a chance at it. Gets it back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Landers. Landers shot no good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Overkamp. And now fight for it on the floor, and a foul's going to go on Rio Landers. Rio Landers whistled for the personal foul, and you guessed it, Joel Overkamp is going to go back to the free throw line and shoot more free throws. 2:25 remaining in this third quarter. This will be the ninth and tenth free throw shot by Overkamp in this quarter. And she will be at 17 shots from the free throw line for the game. First free throw is good for Overkamp. Another one on the way. Dort College has been outscored 22-8 here in the third quarter of play. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good, so Overkamp makes them both. 57-46. Driving the other way, Cruz. Cruz with a layup, and she is fouled before the shot. Had a player on her hip the whole way, and Megan Cux gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number three on her. By the way, Rio Landers picked up her fourth personal foul. That's why she's now on the bench. Paloma will, I beg your pardon, Flown will throw it in. Paloma, her maiden name. Flown getting it inbounded right side to Cruz. Cruz in traffic, off of the glass, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Taylor Mushton. Mushton with the basketball. Mushton passes left side. Overkamp. Overkamp driving in against Flown, and now a tie-up on the play. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. 2:07 remaining in the third quarter. 57-46. Inbounding the basketball. Comes back right side. With it is Angbers. Angbers up the floor. Angbers at the top of the key. To Flown. Flown to Cruz. Cruz shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. This is Huss. Huss with it on the wing. Huss back over to Meadows. Meadows three. Good. 9 points for Meadows. 60-46. Dort College down 14. 1:35 left to play in the third quarter. Dort College down big right now, and they need a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. We do have a score on the women's basketball game in Sioux City. It's Concordia 23, Morningside 22. That's at halftime in Sioux City. That was about 30 minutes ago or so. Haven't gotten an updated score since then. That's a matchup of top 10 teams. Driving in is Pruitt. Pruitt fouled on the play. And Abby Pruitt will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. The 5'9 freshman from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 2.3 points per contest. Rachel Evavold not playing this evening. That has changed the complexion of the Dort College rotation. That combined with the fact that Midland likes to play a little more up-tempo and a little bit more of a five-out system, no real true post player. They'll flash people into the lane, but they rely predominantly on slashing and kicking. Pruitt makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 60-48. Pruitt with her seventh point. So Abby Pruitt putting together a good night offensively. Shot no good. Endor College has just had a terribly difficult time here in the second half of keeping Midland out of the lane. Nelson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's a 78% free throw shooter. So Nelson will try to extend the lead for Midland. Midland back up by Baker's dozen, 61-48. A little over 11 minutes left to go in the second half. Nelson makes both free throws, and Midland is just killing Dort College at the second half, at the free throw line in the second half, I should say. Pruitt drives in, tries to pass it off. It's taken away by Overkamp. Overkamp with the basketball. Overkamp will walk it up. Dort College down 14. So this has been an 18-point swing. Dort College has gone from 4 up to 14 down right now. Pass goes left side over to Mushton. Mushton down to the baseline, and she is called for a double dribble. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. Paige Angbers will inbound the basketball. Fetters checks out. Rinesmith is back in. Angbers to inbound the basketball. Angbers gets it inbounded to Harmson. Harmson to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline, back over to Harmson. Harmson tries to feed it to Angbers, and the long pass is tipped and taken away by Overkamp. Overkamp throws it over the top, finding her teammate Hillary Huss. Huss with a two-point basket, and Midland leads it 64-48. Midland threatening to take a huge lead into the third quarter, or into the fourth quarter. So they've extended the lead. Pass goes left side, 8 seconds left. Dort College trying to get a stop. Pass to Overkamp. Overkamp in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Angbers. Angbers goes over to Flohn. Flohn in the backcourt, and that's the end of the third quarter. Mercifully for Dort College, it comes to a close. Dort College outscored 30-10 in the third quarter of play. We head to the fourth quarter. Dort College needs to regroup. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, to say it's been a rough go of it for the Dort College defenders in the third quarter is an understatement. Dort College outscored 30-10 in the third quarter of play. Joelle Overkamp leading all players with 27 points. She went 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the third quarter alone. She has been at the free throw line 17 times this evening and has made 14. And the Dort College defenders find themselves down 64-48. And let's see if Dort College is able to use that mandated break at the end of the quarter to get some things fixed, stop the bleeding, if you will. Dort College just 3 field goals in that third quarter. Midland basketball a chance to extend the lead. And I would imagine Midland will do a little bit of work in the shot clock as this one progresses. Shot blocked by Angbers. Rebound Angbers. She gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes right side. Flohn. Flohn to Bausma. Bausma in traffic, and Bausma unable to draw the foul call. Here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland, they give it up to Megan Cux. Cux with the basketball right side. Cux comes back over to Paul. Paul, left wing. She goes back over to Severson. Passed, batted, tipped, and controlled. 10 to shoot for Midland. Not worked the shot clock to under 10 very often here in the second half. 4 now, Severson. Kick-out pass comes back to Cux. Cux, shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz, the high dribble. Cruz driving the lane. Spins, puts it up in traffic. Layup good. Kim Cruz with 9 points, 4 in the second half, and the defenders trail 64-50. 64-50, our score. Pass left side, Taylor Mushton. Mushton shot no good. Underneath, another tip, no good, and controlled by Dort College. Palama passes it up to Cruz. Cruz goes left wing to Angbers. Angbers gives it up. Palama. Palama right side. to Flone. Flone underneath. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to be committed by Midland and Madison Severson. Severson whistled for the personal foul, and Alyssa Flone will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Flone with 8 points, all of them in the first half. Makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 64-51, Dort College trailing by 13. Another free throw on the way for the junior from Rock Valley. This one's up and hangs on the rim and falls through. So Flone makes both free throws. That is just the fifth and sixth free throw short Dort College has shot here in the second half. Pass left side. Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland comes back right wing over to Hansen. Hansen gives it up to Paul. Paul to Hansen, and Hansen a double dribble. And 64-52. Dort College gets the ball back on the double dribble against Hansen. So Dort College with a chance to cut the lead down under 10 with a made three-pointer. Cruz driving in, tries to pass it off. The ball off of the backboard. Engbers comes away with it. Cruz back over to Flone. Flone back to Cruz. Cruz looking down low, finds Palama. Palama double team back over to Cruz. Cruz in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland and Amanda Hansen. Hansen whistled for the personal. Darren Berg, one of our three officials, making that call from directly in front of me. The other two working tonight, Sean Winter and Royce Raniger. On the whistle, pass goes right side. Engbers. Engbers feeds it underneath to Palama. Palama, left side, Flone. Flone, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Palama. Palama in traffic, puts it up, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Miranda Paul. Paul with the rebound. Here comes Overkamp. Overkamp, nothing there. Overkamp trying to attack the basket again. Instead, kicks it back over to Miranda Paul. Paul with it left side. Gives it back to Overkamp. Overkamp misses the three. Shot no good on the weak side. Rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It's Dort College. Beg your pardon. Last touch by Dort. It's Midland basketball. So Midland to inbound the basketball. Goes left side over to Erickson. Erickson to Cox. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball was Palama. Palama to Flone. Flone tries to pass it off, and the ball is tipped away. Last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz will throw it in. Kim Cruz gets it back over to Flone. Flown in between the circles out front. Midland, 1-3 this season in the conference, right now positioning themselves and take their second conference victory. Midland, defensive rebound, that's Cox. Cox for the basketball. Cox goes left side, three on the way from the wing, no good, but a foul on the rebound called on Midland. Foul on Midland, and that's going to go on Erickson. That is number four on her. Dort College still not out of this one by any stretch. There's still 6:29 remaining. They're down 12. It's not an insurmountable lead by any stretch of the imagination. You knock down a couple of shots. You get a stop. You get a basket. Get a stop. Get a basket. You're right back in this one. Right now it's 12. You'd like to get it to single digits, obviously. Inbounding. They go to Flone. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz across the timeline and an over and back violation against the Dort College defenders. Midland has succeeded in getting Dort College to play a little bit faster than what they would like. A little helter-skelter. Hillary Huss across half court. Huss in between the circles. She passes left side to Megan Cox. Cox to Overkamp. Overkamp, left wing, comes back over to Paul. Paul with the basketball, right side three, is up and good. A three-point bucket for Hillary Huss. She's got six, and it goes to 67-52. 67-52, left side pass comes over to Angbers, and Angbers kisses one off of the glass from long range. Page with 6 points. And the defenders trail by a dozen again, 67-55. It's one of the few bright spots for Door College so far in the second half. Driving the other way with a layup is Cux. Cux with a two-point basket. She's got 12. And the defenders trail 69-55. 69-55, nearly stolen, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Midland basketball. We approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. 69-55. Throwing the ball in for Midland will be Megan Cux. Comes over to Overcamp. Overcamp to Paul. Paul to Hansen. Hansen with the basketball back over to Paul. Paul to Hansen. Hansen to Overcamp. Overcamp's drive thwarted. Here comes Dort College. Kim Cruz up the floor. Doesn't have the numbers. Drives in anyhow. Her shot too strong. No good with the right hand. Rebound cleared by Midland. Here in the fourth quarter, Dort College has outscored Midland 7-5. They've cut 2 points off of what was a 16-point lead. Pass to Overcamp in traffic. Her shot is good. And Joelle Overcamp is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line and try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It's foul number three on the defenders. It was Abby Pruitt's third, I should say. Team foul number one against the defenders here in the fourth quarter. Midland in the driver's seat. Dort College trying to fight their way back, but Overcamp. Big night tonight, 30 points. We knew she was capable of that coming in. Driving in the other with the layup. Pass over the top. Getting loose was Kenzie Bausma. Bausma makes it 72-57. Dort College is down 15. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Overcamp to inbound the basketball. She gets it in to Cux. Megan Cux in the backcourt with it. 4:30 and counting. Ball game. Dort College down 15. They can't wait too long with making a move. With it on the right side, Cux. Cux gives it back over to Amanda Hansen. Into the right corner. Three-pointer is good for Miranda Paul. Paul with eight. Midland averaging 66 points per ball game. They're well over their average here, 75-57. Driving the other way, Pruitt. Pruitt shot no good. Offensive rebound, Ryan Smith. She has it tapped away from behind. It will be Dort College basketball down on the south end of the DeWitt Gymnasium. Throwing it in the shadow of the United States flag is Alyssa Flohn. Flohn gets it in to Bausma. Bausma spins into the lane. Her shot is good. She's got seven. And I believe she should have nine at this point. Beg your pardon. Yep, I forgot to mark down a layup that she had earlier. Getting the basket on the other end is Cux. Cux makes it 77-59. So Dort College unable to dent the lead. Pass goes to Harmson. Harmson three from the wing. No good. Rebound cleared by Miranda Paul. Miranda Paul brings the basketball up for Midland. This is Cux. Cux comes back over to Hansen. Hansen three, missed it, no good. Offensive rebound and putback attempt by Hillary Huss, and Huss will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Frustrating second half for the defenders so far. Got 3:26 to try and turn that around, but things not getting any easier for the defenders, trailing by 18 right now, pending two free throws. First free throw is off the mark. No good by Huss. She has another one on the way. All in all, Midland has shot free throws extremely well tonight. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank of offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Second free throw is up and through, so Hillary Huss makes one of two. We have a timeout on the floor. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Thus far, just wondering about that free throw percentage. Actually, both teams have shot free throws well tonight. Midland, 22 of 27, 82%. North College, not too shabby, 11 of 15, just haven't gotten there enough. North College has a 40-31 rebounding advantage. Defenders, though, have given away too many possessions. 25 turnovers to 12 for Midland. 3:26 remaining in this ballgame. Pass to Pruitt. Pruitt in the backcourt. Pruitt will bring the basketball up the floor. Ebby passes right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz drops it off inside Bausma. Bausma tips it back out. North College down 19, and now we've got a foul on the floor. Kim Cruz tangled up on the play. Foul charged on Hillary Huss. It's team foul number four on Midland. Midland leading 78-59. Flohn throws it in. Gets it into Bausma, and Bausma is fouled on the play. Foul called on Miranda Paul. Paul gets called for a hold, her second. And Kenzie Bausma. Two free throws on the way. She's 3 for 4 today. First free throw is up and through. She's got another one coming. So the sophomore from Sheldon makes one of two. And the defenders trail 78-60. We approach the 3-minute mark of this contest. Driving right side, kick it into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good for Miranda Paul. Paul with her second three of the half. Third of the ball game. She's got 11 points. It's 81-60. And Midland's starting to stretch this one out. North College is going to run out of time. Pass goes over to Bausma. Bausma underneath, and she is fouled on the play. Foul called on Megan Cux. That's her fourth. Well, the first half, Joelle Overkamp carried her team. And Overkamp, a season high, 30 points so far. And she has shot a season high, 17 free throws as well. Previous highs, 23 points against Mount Marty. And previous to tonight, she had not shot more than 7 free throws. She was 6 of 7 against Bellevue. That was back in early November. Bellevue in their first year of women's basketball. One free throw down. Second free throw missed as well. 81-60, North College down 21. 2:30 remaining. Pass intended for Cox, broken up by Bausma. It will be North College basketball. Coach Sean Gilbert for Midland asking for an explanation. Doesn't get one. Kim Cruz will bring the basketball up the floor. Cruz tries to pass it off to Paloma, and Paloma hits the floor hard and ends up taking Cox down in the process. Cox in between the circles. Pretty physical battle tonight. Miranda Paul. They pass it to Hillary Huss. Huss to Cux. Cux will put up a three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Bausma. Bausma gets it back over to Flohn. Flohn walks it up the floor. Pass goes to Engbers. Engbers back outside. Cruz. Cruz, three, missed it, off to the side. Rebound taken down by Paloma. Bodies hitting the floor on almost every possession now. Pass comes back over to Miranda Paul, and Paul hands it off to Cux instead. Cux with it. Cux. And we've got a foul call. Beg your pardon. A turnover against Midland. Nord College sending Harmson and Pruitt into the contest with 1:23 remaining. Nord College is going to slip to 0-5 this evening in the conference, 5-6 overall. Midland's going to improve to 2-3 and 7-4. With it on the right side, Palama gives it over to Cruz. Back to Harmson. Harmson three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out by Landers, controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. This is Nelson. Nelson across half court. Nelson picks up her dribble. And the Midland Warriors working it around to Mustian. Mustian with it. This is Severson. Mustian gets the return pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound is long. Ball never touched the rim. Here comes Midland. A runner. Shot no good. Again, the ball never touched the rim. And shot clock violation. It will be Dort College basketball. Next up for the defenders, things don't get any easier. They go back on the road to face the Doan Tigers on Saturday afternoon. That'll be a 2 o'clock start time. That'll be on Saturday. Abby Pruitt bringing the ball up, 30 seconds remaining. Pruitt across half court. Stops, tries to feed it inside to Landers. Landers can't hang on to it. A little too hot to handle. And here comes Midland, 19 seconds remaining. Midland will run out the clock. Midland's going to win by an 81-60 margin unless something strange happens here. In the final 10 seconds, they're content to just run it out. Picks up the dribble. That's the ball game. Our final score, Midland Warriors 81, Dort College 60. Back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 81-60, our final score. The Dort College defenders lose to Midland. Midland 7-4 and 2-3. Dort College 0-5 in the conference and 5-6 overall. And a tough go of it for the Dort College defenders in the second half. Dort College led 38-34 at halftime. Midland outscores Dort College 30-10 in the third quarter, and an 81-60 21-point win for Midland here this evening. Well, my stats have disappeared in the meantime, so I'm going to take another break, and we'll be back running down the statistics from tonight's contest right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR88.5.com. Here are the numbers from tonight's contest. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, they were 20 of 58 from the floor for 35%, 8 for 20 on three-pointers, 40%, 12 of 19 on free throws, 63%. For Midland, 24 of 61 from the floor, 39%, 10 of 27 on three-pointers, 37%, 23 of 28 for free throws, 82%. Dort College a 43-35 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort College 28, Midland 14. Individually, Dort College led tonight by Kenzie Bausma and Alyssa Flohn with 10 points apiece. Bausma 3 of 8 from the floor, 4 for 9 on free throws. 9 points for Kim Cruz. She was 3 of 12 from the floor. 7 points for Ebby Pruitt. 6 for Peyton Harmson on a pair of threes. Paige Ingbers also had 6 points. Rio Landers and Annie Rinesmith, 4 points each. Alyssa Fetters had 2 for Dort College's total of 60. Megan Cooks with 14 points. Miranda Paul with 12. 7 for Hillary Huss, 9 by Maddie Meadows. 5 for Amanda Hansen, 2 for Chancey Nelson, 30 for Joelle Overkamp. 7 of 12 from the floor, 15 of 18 on free throws. 2 points for Paige Erickson. Miranda Paul had 8 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Hillary Huss and Taylor Mustian, 6 for Joelle Overkamp, 4 for Paige Erickson. Megan Cucks had 6 assists. And Amanda Hansen had three assists. Eight rebounds for Kim Cruz tonight. Five for Kenzie Bausma. Five for Ebby Pruitt. Seven for Rio Landers. Five assists for Alyssa Flone. Three for Kim Cruz. Three for Annie Rinesmith. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Scores from across the conference. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Women, Hastings over Northwestern, 80-67. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan, 66-45. Concordia over Morningside, 80-52. Mount Marty over the College of St. Mary, 55-42. Concordia remains unbeaten. They go to 7-0 in the conference. Morningside falls to 2-3. Dakota Wesleyan is now 5-1. Doan slips to 2-3. That's who Dort College plays on Saturday. Midland, with their win here this evening, is now 2-3. Dort College falls to 0-5. And the Mount Marty Lancers defeat the College of St. Mary. So Mount Marty is now 2-4. College of St. Mary is 0-6. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, we will have one of two things when this break is over. We'll either be jumping into the men's pregame, or we'll be visiting with Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.